This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, August 8th. Well, we had a nice little push up in cattle on Friday, but we couldn't hold very well. We put in new highs for the move in live cattle, and in feeders, the markets came back up and tested some recent highs, but not able to get a lot of momentum to the upside. And again, we closed a little bit higher, but well off the highs of the day. So in feeders, in live cattle, we almost put in reversals down. So it's kind of a little bit of a shaky formation here. But again, you put in new highs. The market probably took some profit taking at the end of the week. We'll see what kind of price action we get today to kind of give us a better direction. But it wasn't a huge trading range, but it is worth noting that we did put in a high for the move, and then the market came back down and closed below the high from the previous couple days, which had been the highs of the move. So it could be viewed as a reversal or a failure. We'll just have to see what kind of follow through we get today. In the cash trade, last week was firm. The Fed trade averaging nationwide about 141, which was up 2 on the week. Dressed at 228 was up 3. The box beef values choice was down 166 at 265. Select down 168 to 239. The spread gained 2 cents. We're sitting at 25.95. Movement was 108 loads. Slaughter rate at 612,000 head, dropping below last week by 7,000. On Thursday, we were up 2,000. So pretty big drop in slaughter on Friday, but it's still up about 14,000 over last year. So we'll see what this means. I don't know why we would drop that big of a number in one day. Hopefully that's not an indication of what's going to move forward, but we'll be watching that fairly closely. The feeder cattle index getting a nice bump up 168 at 175.43. So this is really an interesting situation that we're viewing here. We're hearing lots of reports about huge waves of cattle coming into the auction yards in the southern and central plains, and that's understandable considering the intense drought we're seeing from Texas all the way up to South Dakota. But the feeder and they're talking about prices being pressured as a result, which makes sense. But the cash feeder cattle index nationwide either continues to hold pretty well or continues to push higher. So just in the last couple of weeks, it's gained $6, during this wave of liquidation off the plains. So there's enough demand for these calves nationwide that it's offsetting the pressure that we're seeing in the southern plains. Pretty impressive for feeder cattle. There's just this huge amount of concern about having enough numbers to put in feedlots as we move forward. This is at least our fourth year of herd liquidation, and the calf crop gets smaller and smaller. The presumption is that you're going to have a very tight supply of calves this year, and again, a lot of these calves would have been placed a couple months later, but there's no grass, so they're being weaned earlier and they're being placed earlier. So the supply of calves that would have been placed in September, October is already gone. And that's creating concern down the road. But again, they're in the feedlot, and they're going to be in the feedlot a bit longer than they would have if they had gone in at regular weight. So we just have to see when in this in the August cattle and feed report, it's going to show huge placements for July. We'll get an idea of what the weight breakdowns are, but still, it's suggesting that demand for calves is still very strong, even with this wave of liquidation going on. Slaughter margins are estimated for the packers at $326 per head. That's down a lot from last year, down $285, when last year was just off the charts profitability. It's still the record, second highest on record for this time of year. So packers are doing fine. Numbers are plentiful for them, and they're going to continue to be plentiful all the way through at least December, if indeed we're seeing all these placements coming in during July and probably extending into August as well. So it's interesting to see the live cattle, the December futures, hold together as well as they are, even with these huge placements during July. So we'll see. You know, demand is good. A lot of jobs out there, and that's increasing. So the prospect of steady consumer demand is good, and that's definitely adding a bullish element to the cattle complex. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.